Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You got our song down, Hugh?
We're the best of friends. I got some of the words. Not all of them.
It's only week four. We're growing like the team. We'll get it by the end of the season. On the road to Santa Clara, 4-0. The Eagles, sometimes they look like a Super Bowl team. Sometimes they don't. It varies half to half in the last 2 weeks. Minus 1 yard last week in the first half of the game. Minus 18 yesterday. Well, this is just numbers, though, right?
Yeah.
The other halves are great.
They need to figure out who's going to be calling plays for the whole game because the switching between Hurts and Petullo is
it's really causing some problems. It is ridiculous. Is a good word for the Petullo Hurts switch of plays. So how did it go last? Petullo had the first half last week. Then Hurts had the second half.
Clearly, Hurts had the first half this time.
We're just trying to establish what's going on.
I feel like y'all making fun of me. I don't care.
No, I didn't.
It feels like that's the case. No. But something, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Yep.
That's true. We agree. There's a disconnect.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
That has to be remedied before we, you know, progress.
Yes, I agree.
And hopefully this week it gets better.
That's right. All right. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup.
Juicy.
It is pretty juicy. Between the Denver Broncos and the Philadelphia Eagles, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We could scout those Broncos tonight. They play Monday Night Football. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to yesterday, what stood out more? The offense in the first half or second half, and really just the way they played both sides of the game. They had an amazing first half where they dominated this football game. Second half, they let the Bucs right back in and almost gave the football game away. All right, Twitter questions here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Our couple polls up today, and of course the A.J. Brown stuff is on the table too because he's not happy. Hugh tried to break it down. He seemed to give A.J. a little grace here. Meanwhile, I'm just
trying to give him grace, man, because something ain't right.
Enough. I'm getting more annoyed with A.J. Brown being annoyed.
I'm trying to see the good in people.
I know, Hugh. See the bad. All right. Are the Eagles closer to the team from the first half or the second half yesterday? 77% voting the first half. And who do you think called plays in the first half? Kevin Petullo or Jalen Hurts? As the show goes on, the poll is moving closer to Jalen Hurts.
Slow news day?
Yeah, slow news day on that one. 41% believe Jalen called the plays in the first half yesterday.
Mm.
I'm guessing they don't think he called the plays in the second half.
Yeah, that's
of course he didn't.
It's reckless speculation.
Yeah, by?
By the people.
Mm. Yeah. Led by?
By the people.
You. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, okay? Chris in California's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? You got me?
Got you, man. Chris. What's up, pal?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Appreciate you listening. So what are you thinking today?
Okay, well, first of all, you can never take 4-0 for granted. So winning is obviously good. There's no question about that. However, we all have a pair of eyes, and we can watch the performance of the team given the talent that they have. And there's no way you can convince anybody that they're living up to, you know, the standard that we believe that they can play at. If you think that that's crazy, just watch last year's NFC Championship and Super Bowl. That was about as complete of a performance defensively and offensively that you saw, particularly, you know, in the passing game. And so I say that to say, as far as the AJ critique, listen, we're fans of the team. We love the team. But you got to understand, AJ is a player. You don't get to that level of being great without a level of competitiveness, and I feel like a healthy level of selfishness. He wants to play well. He wants to help the team win. And he looks across the league. Just look at last night, for example, that Cowboy-Packer game. CeeDee Lamb is out. You know the Packers are probably game planning for George Pickens, and he still goes out there and gets 8 catches for 134 yards. Now, did they win? No, it was a tie. But that team doesn't have the defense that we have and what, you know, everything else the team is surrounded with. So if we get that type of production from our guys, we're probably, you know, looking more like what we did in the first half than what we did in the second half. And so I just think that for a team as talented as we are, we should never have lows as we did in that second half. Like, that's happened far too many times, even in this early four-game stretch of the year.
I agree, Chris. And I think they feel it the way we feel it. And I, Chris, I like this about this team. Like, I like that after games, they recognize, hey, we got to be better. Hey, we got to be more buttoned up. That I like. They don't sit on their laurels because they keep winning football games. Because, Chris, I think deep down they know. They know eventually that if they don't play their best football, someone will beat them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to kind of add one last point is that I don't want to hear so much about, because I understand there's an element of, yes, they're playing against quality coordinators and quality teams that are trying to take AJ away, they're trying to slow down Saquon, but that's across the league, though. And if I would suggest anybody, not just obviously we're Eagle fans, but take a look across the league, and you see these teams with lesser talented receivers, running backs, but you see these guys consistently week in and week out getting balls in position to make plays. Like last night, George Pickens, there was no CeeDee Lamb, and the Packers' defense coming into the game was highly rated. They've been playing well all, you know, at least for the early part of the year. And you knew that they game planned for George Pickens, but how did he get 8 catches for 134? Or even Puka. Puka had 13 catches just yesterday. AJ has 14 in 4 games. And I think we all believe that AJ is a better receiver than Puka is.
Definitely.
So how can you tell me that, well, it's just that, you know, they're playing against such great coordinators? I'm like, as great as these coordinators are, even they'll tell you, I'm pretty sure, behind closed doors, like, look, we might be doing a good job, but we're not that good of coordinators to hold these kind of guys to this, you know, to 2 catches for 7 yards. Some of it, they'll probably be like, they're just missing them, or he's not, you know, whatever the scheme is or whatever the issue is, we're doing a decent job. But, you know, they always say with great players, you can never stop them. You just have to contain them.
It's a good point. No, Chris, it's a good point. And I, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, like I understand why AJ's frustrated, and I do think that part of the reason he's gotten to be this great of a player is he believes in himself, right? Mm-hmm. All these great receivers do. They believe no one can cover me. What's his nickname? Always open. I get that. But the bottom line is, do we have to complain about it publicly? Do we have to make a scene every single...
No.
And I know, I'm not trying to say he's making a T.O. scene. He's not, right? He's not tearing apart the locker room. But he's not doing sit-ups in his driveway. I'm not saying that. But he... There's a way you can make yourself the story every week. He does. Every week he either says something, doesn't say something, acts a certain way, has a book, puts a tweet out, has an Instagram.
Passive aggressive.
I mean, again, Devontae Smith probably feels frustrated too sometimes. Devontae Smith's a hell of a receiver. He's not quite as great as AJ has been in his career, but he's really good. I don't see any of this crap from him. Like, there's a thing that AJ makes... AJ forces himself into the conversation when his play doesn't put him in the conversation.
No, I agree. He has to find a way to get the narrative. But, I think you have to understand that. And like I said, I don't feel like we all know it's not the place that you want to be. I'm not sitting here trying to absolve him from being a mature adult in this situation. But like I said, with his talent, it shouldn't be that hard to get him involved, Joe. It shouldn't be that hard. You know, just like you say, throw him a couple slants. Let him make some things happen. That's what he did last week. I just don't feel like it doesn't have to be this way, because we are talented enough and he's talented enough. Give him the football. And, okay, let's say, for instance, let's play in devil's advocate. If he's not the guy that he used to be, hell, that's going to play itself out when you throw the ball to him. We don't know. I mean, we can't honestly. Only thing we're complaining about right now is the fact that he's being a malcontent.
Now he's complaining.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a mal. Nobody's saying that he get. Well, it's being speculated, but it's a speculation at this point because we don't know.
I think it's fair to wonder if he's losing a step. He's got a lot of injuries.
It's fair to wonder, but is there any definitive evidence that's the case?
Well, I
don't think so.
You could say the evidence is the production, but then is that him? Is that the coordinators or the quarterback?
Yeah, because it's like you see it from last week, and you saw him deep-one catch. Right. And again, just like with Puka Nacua, Puka Nacua is not a small receiver.
No, he's big, very big.
And AJ's a big receiver, and a lot of times, if you put the ball in a position where only they're going to catch it, they're going to make some things happen. That's what I see when I see AJ Brown. Give him that opportunity until he shows us he can't do it anymore. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, look.
Shouldn't be that hard to get him the ball.
Yesterday, we can't blame targets. Like, there was games where they forget about him. They're running the ball a lot. They're up. Okay. They threw him the ball 9 times yesterday. Like, yesterday wasn't a day where it's like, okay, we forgot about you. He got 9 targets. Now, I can't control, and neither can he, if Jalen throws the ball out of bounds on one or two of them. I mean, that happens, right? You're not going to be perfect. So, I don't know, man. On a day they won again, and they scored.
You ain't trying to hit it.
You got 9 targets yesterday. Yeah. Like,
Good targets, though. Can you argue that they were 9 good targets?
Well, who are we frustrated with?
I'm just asking a question. Because
No, one of them sailed 5 feet out of bounds.
Okay.
Okay, so that's on the quarterback, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the quarterback threw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, like, is he annoyed? Who's he annoyed at? That's what I'm wondering.
Probably the quarterback.
Okay.
If I had to recklessly speculate, he's probably annoyed.
Well, that's what you're here for. Let's look to Jim, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all
or afternoon.
Great job. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you listening, buddy. What are you thinking today?
Hey, so I'm happy about the 4-0 start. I'm happy that Green Bay and Dallas tied. I wanted Dallas to lose, but hey, it's better for us for them to tie.
It is, Jim. No, I am actually glad it ended in a tie. One, it's funny, and two, it helps us out with the Green Bay thing and, you know, maybe home field advantage and all that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So I wanted to touch, first off, with the offense. Everybody knows what it is. It's the play call. The second thing I wanted to touch is special teams. Michael Clay deserves all the credit for the blocked punts. But if you look at the punt and the kickoff coverage, we're horrible. Look at the last 4 games. We are horrible on the coverage. And the last thing, do you think that short offensive tackle that's on injured reserve that comes off with N'Kobe this week, do you think he'll be a fullback or do you think he'll replace Pryor?
Are you talking about the guy they claimed from the Rams at the end of the summer?
Yeah, I think it's Lumpkins. I'm not sure on the name.
Yes, I think that, yes. He was a guy the Rams, I know they liked him. Jim, I'm not sure how they're going to use him, but it was interesting because he was someone they claimed while he was hurt, which is pretty rare for, kind of a training camp type of thing. So they must really like him. Jim, good phone call. I don't know how he's going to fit in, but obviously offensive line depth is always a key. And right now, you know, Lane keeps getting banged up. So it's something we're talking about here. I would think he's a center, so I would think he's going to play center. All right. We addressed one elephant in the room about 40 minutes ago. But again, Odyssey paid good money for this elephant. So let's address another one, Hugh. Hugh Douglas, what's going on with Saquon Barkley? It is 4 games now, and I still don't think my eyes are not telling me he's lost a step. I don't feel that. I don't feel he has hit a wall from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see any stretch of 4 games last year where he was this quiet, where he had this little production. I mean, the numbers on the season, 77 carries, 237 total yards, 3.1 yards per carry. Hugh, what's going on with the run game? Which really, that felt like the biggest problem in the second half. I know Jalen was 0-for-8.
They couldn't salt it away.
Like, that was what they did all year last year, right? They got up 10, they got up 14, and they just ran the hell out of the football and ended the game. Yesterday, they kept giving the ball back to the Bucs because they couldn't run it.
It looks like to me, for the most part, that, you know, last year, when Saquon Barkley, when he got contacted, it was on the defensive side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
3-4 yards down the field.
Like, down the field. It feels more now that he's either getting hit at the line of scrimmage or they get more penetration up front. That's what it kind of feels like. He's not getting those runs where, you know, he get a head of steam going and he's allowed to run guys over, run past guys or something like that. A lot of the guys are attacking him, like we talked about a few weeks ago. A lot of run blitzes. A lot of blitzes at the run game to stop him from getting going. And I think that has been the biggest issue. The offensive line is not blocking like they once did, and they're getting a lot more penetration up front that's not allowing Saquon to get going like that. I remember when Jim Johnson was our defense coordinator, God rest his soul, a lot of times we would blitz run plays so that we could get the running back to make that extra step so that the swarm would come and get him. So I see a little bit of that. I see a lot of bit of that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I see that too. I don't think the offensive line's been as good as they normally are. Obviously, Lane going out of two games is a big deal. I just, if you had told me before the season he'd have four straight games like this to start the year, even if you told me all the things that are part of it, right? The O-line, the run blitzes, teams playing up, I would say, yeah, but he's going to break one, right? Yeah. I mean, he always breaks one. He's
kind of told y'all this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I kind of told y'all it's going to be kind of hard to run.
Now we got to make sure we're all on the same page here. I think you said to us he's more likely to get like what? How many yards? 1,400? 1,300?
I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility, like 1,500, 1,400 yards. Like,
well, we're going to
not going to be like it was last year.
We're going to have to pick it up just to get to 1,500 yards.
Yeah, pick it up tremendously.
But you, if you felt this, you should have sounded the – you kind of soft-sounded the alarm.
Well, I'm just putting it out there for y'all. No. Y'all do it what you
will. Well, no. If you really thought he was going to decline, you would have said he'd go from 5.5 yards to carry to 3. Then we would have all panicked
It was one of those things. I didn't think that was going to happen. But you kind of knew going into the season that it was tough sledding.
This tough sledding.
And you know what? I'm going to even go – some of the OGs was like, man, he might mail it in. I don't think he's mailed it in. He doesn't look like the cat that mailed it in. But he ain't got off to the rousing start that he had last year.
How about Hugh? I told you so-ing us on Saquon having about 40 yards a game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you didn't tell us that.
I didn't. I'm just saying.
You said he wouldn't be quite as good.
Don't look so happy that Saquon's not having.
I do not look happy. I am not happy. I'm happy that we're 4-0.
I know happy on you when I see it.
I am not happy. I
read you like a book.
I am not.
I told you so, Douglas.
I'm just saying,
he's cocking around.
I just try to tell y'all, you know, I did hit a four-leg parlay this weekend. $2.
I got to be totally honest with you.
$20.
Nobody cares. Nobody.
Not at all.
Nobody cares. Let's go to Ace in South Philly. What's up, Ace?
Ace. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey,
going
Ace. On? What's up, pal?
I just want to say, man, my thing is not with the players. It's more so the organization, man, and it's power struggle. Like, you know what I'm saying? To the OGs that know, like, it's like, come on. Like, we know what's going on. Like, because I've never seen the organization, and I love my organization, I love my team. But with so much success in Super Bowls, why are these OCs always jumping ship? Want to leave? This guy got to keep remembering all these playbooks. You got to deal with AJ getting frustrated because he's trying to learn the plays and learn stuff on the go. And then it's like, you want to go to AJ when it's time to bail you out. Because he bailed them out last week. I don't care what nobody said.
He did. No, he absolutely did.
The defense and AJ bailed them out. But the power struggles between the coordinators, the coach, and Howie in the analytics department is like, that's what people don't pay attention to. Because last year, when Nick Sirianni made that comment about the analytics, and that I don't know what was that game Jalen threw all over the place. Was that when they played the Steelers?
Yes.
And he said they took the straitjacket off.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick to stuff like that. Like, I pay attention to stuff like that. I don't believe anything everybody say, but I watch and I listen and I make sure I remind myself to go back to it. But Hugh, let me ask you something.
Yes.
What was the request when Chip Kelly came to the Eagles? What was his request before he got there? Who he wanted moved out the way to the other side of the building?
I wasn't here, but he put Howie in the closet.
Because he didn't want say-so over what?
He was like, what over
personnel.
Personnel decisions, right?
Personnel decisions and playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Howie's a problem here?
If you don't think Howie has hand in that personnel and control.
Oh, no, he definitely does.
He has hands in the personnel.
In that choke-down playbook. Because you mean to tell me you go aggressive in the first half and it looked like a light switch that got turned off in the second half?
It's on you, Hugh.
It's crazy. We won two Super Bowls like this. So now nobody sees it as a problem.
What are you talking about?
Why would it be a problem if they're winning Super Bowls?
Live your truth, bro.
The control.
Control of the situation.
Yeah.
So the personnel is the best in the league.
Yeah. I would say the personnel. And Ace, I preached the phone call. I would say
one thing that's not wrong with the Eagles.
The only reason they're winning games, in spite of having Jekyll and Hyde kind of games, is they have so many good football players. Like yesterday, they did everything in their power to try to lose that game. But Jahad Campbell is a special football player, and he made two plays to win the game. He caused the fumble on Bucky Irving. He intercepted the pass. Isn't that why they won the game yesterday?
Yeah.
Their first-round pick.
Yeah, that was Howie's. That's Howie's.
Last year's first-round pick, Quinyon Mitchell, had a shutdown game on whatever receiver he was on.
And he was out there about to fight.
I love that.
A little feisty.
I love Quinyon. You know what Quinyon reminds me of?
What's that?
Quinyon reminds me, he's like a defensive Devontae.
Like a little chihuahua.
He's very quiet. Like when we had him on, right? We've had him on a couple times, Quinyon and Devontae. They're men of few words, right? They're kind of quiet, reserved.
They're men of action.
But on the field, I love Quinyon on the field. Quinyon on the field, he was in Tristan Wirfs' face yesterday.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't going to do nothing. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind
of
easy.
I know, but do most corners get in the face of offensive linemen?
No, they don't. They don't. I mean, give him props for that. But if it really popped off, I don't think he would have did nothing. But I'm just saying. It was a good look.
I'm just saying, Quinyon's awesome. And he had an awesome game.
Did we have a caller today blame the offense on Howie Roseman before we've gotten anybody say anything about the quarterback's hand in this?
Yes. Well,
that's how it works.
No, it's not how it works. Not how it works in a functioning society. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the quarterback don't get a blame for that because he got the win. I didn't say it was not, first of all, didn't say it was right.
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
I didn't say it was right, but that's just how it is.
You were the one this offseason with your nonsense.
What nonsense?
Well, I mean, which one? There's a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, which one, Kyle?
The one about if you took Howie away, they'd be fine.
I know.
Yeah, they did.
Hurts is more responsible for all of this than Howie
Roseman.
Howie's
a big cog in the wheel, but he's just a cog.
He's the biggest cog in the wheel. He's the reason all these players are here.
And that's where that kind of call comes from.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I just want to point out.
I mean, live his truth. Live the truth that he wants to live. We'll sort through all this at the end of the day.
You're right. It is 12-19, and no one has mentioned besides me, that the quarterback yesterday was great in the first half and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the second half.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, because we're still trying to figure that part out.
No, I wouldn't even figure it out. I watched it. What do you mean figure it out? I think we need to start Can we start viewing Jalen Hurts like a 3-point shooter in basketball? No one ever comes on the air after a big basketball game and says,
never.
I couldn't figure out why the guy missed 7 3-pointers. I don't know. He missed them. I can't figure out why Jalen Hurts missed AJ Brown the whole second half. I don't know. He missed them.
To be fair,
probably the GM's fault.
It's funny that, like, when I go on social media, the first thing that I see is fire Kevin Petullo, and it's his fault.
This is your fault.
It's not his fault. Like I said.
No, it's yours.
No.
You led the charge last week. The Pied Piper leading everyone off the cliff last week.
Everybody watches the game differently. And you can't tell me to this day still that Jalen didn't call those plays in the second half of last week's game. I still believe that.
Maybe he called yesterday's second half plays, too. Maybe the second half's always Jalen's half.
Maybe.
So what happened yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, because I saw the first half.
You fell asleep at the halftime.
The first half was fire.
It was awesome.
And then I was about to say when I woke up. That
game ended at 4 o'clock when I woke up.
I took a nap.
215-592-9494. Your Eagles calls next. Reaction to the game here. The great first half. A brutal second half. From an offensive perspective. As much as there's been up and down with yesterday, I'm not frustrated the defense had a tough second half.
Because it was hot.
Well, not because it was hot. I just think there was a couple broken plays. I mean, the Bucs really drive the field on them and score?
Nah. I mean, they had some nice little plays.
They had big plays.
Yeah.
And look. Makuba.
It wasn't sustained. It wasn't sustained. Drive.
And when they tried to sustain it, the Eagles eventually took the football away. I feel really good about the defense. I want to feel great about the offense, but they go through these Jekyll and Hyde halves where they don't show up.
You ain't the only one that said that.
Well, I mean, it's because we all saw it, and most of us that are living in reality are trying to address it. Some of us
I'm wondering if that's most of us nowadays. I don't think
living in reality.
Those of us that are living in reality.
I live in reality.
Mm.
I do.
Your reality is the problem. Okay.
Your reality might be those dreams while you were sleeping during the game.
No, I'm just saying that we won the game. That's, we're 4-0.
Yeah, but we're better.
Are you
than
positive
that.
You were asleep?
No, I'm saying we're 4-0.
Aren't we better than that? We won
what
the
you
game.
Mean? Well,
they're supposed to win. They're favored in every game.
The standard is higher.
Yeah.
And it's hard to sustain that kind of excellence throughout the season.
Standard is the standard, Hugh.
But yeah, but
always it, rises.
They're always trying to get to that standard. Though they're thriving, they're getting and while they're thriving to get there, they are winning. So that's important.
That is the most important.
Most important thing.
A win is a win. All right, your phone calls next on All This Plus. We'll get to what we'll be watching this week as it pertains to the Phillies, who officially are the number two seed in the National League, and some things the players had to say yesterday as they get ready to open the playoffs on Saturday, October 4th. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not the hippest place in town.
Oh, yeah. You have the fever, Hugh?
I feel like we got some bell bottoms on and some platform shoes in this song.
Is that what we're going to wear to the rally on Friday?
We can. It's at Stateside Live, right?
You're darn right it is. Friday.
It's gonna be jumping.
Friday, our second annual Red October Rally. We're live from 10 a.m. starting with our show until 6 p.m. So us and the afternoon show at Stateside Live. That's the new name for what you knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. We're going to have special Phillies guests joining us throughout the day as we get ready for game one of the NLDS. Don't miss it. This Friday, Stateside Live, the Red October Rally, and he will be getting ready for game one, which is Saturday, October 4th.
Saturday.
And we now know how the bracket looks, and we now know who the Phillies, well, we know who they could play. So the Phillies are going to play the winner.
Cincinnati
and the Dodgers. That series starts tomorrow. So all those games, Tuesday, Wednesday, potentially Thursday, if the series goes through, will be at 9 o'clock, Reds at Dodgers. We're going to get the winner of that series starting here on Saturday. My first thought is it's the Dodgers, but the Reds, Hugh, have been red hot, and once in a while.
You got some pretty good young pitching, too,
they
right?
They do. So once in a while, you get those teams that get in, and they make some noise. So we shall see. Let's hear from the Phillies yesterday, a little fan appreciation day out at Citizens Bank Park. Kyle Schwarber took to the crowd and said thank you to everyone and talked about what's to come here.
Thank you, guys. The Birds winning? All right, good. Hey, first off, we want to thank all you guys.
It's been a great season so far. Back-to-back NL East champions. We're going into Red October again. Now, we feed off all you guys here. You know that. The bank's a hard place to play. So when we come here, we start this thing off here, we need to hear all you guys buying into us, everything against the other team, and we're going to ride with you guys, all right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, I love the beginning of that. Birds winning, right?
Just checking in. You had an icebreaker.
Good.
I like the all right, good. He didn't need any details. Kyle Schwarber was the bottom line guy. Are the birds winning? Yep, we're good.
Is that an Ohio thing?
Just bottom line, guys?
Bottom line. We won the game. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, bottom line.
I think Ike's more of a details guy. He's from Ohio, isn't he?
Cincinnati.
Does that not count?
Not really.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, taking shots at Ike Reese.
No, Ike Reese grew up in more of a major city than I did, so I can't take those.
Not quite
shots.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm hating a little bit that he grew up in a major city.
You're absolutely hating for no reason. What are you doing? Why are you hating on him?
I don't know.
It was a good end to the Phillies regular season. There was a little drama after Friday because when Friday ended, the Phillies were just two more days of things going their way from stealing the number one seed. Mm-hmm. But then Saturday, that kind of flew out the window. And then by yesterday, we knew they were locked in the number two seed. So it's the Dodgers. It is the Reds. It's going to start Saturday here. The winner of that series coming to Philadelphia. My first, before anything starts tomorrow, my first rooting interest is that series goes three games because that would be a major advantage for the Phillies. If that series has to go the distance, because both teams would have to empty all three of their starters.
Yeah,
and then,
so you're talking about the bullpen situation.
Yeah, I mean,
a little tied.
Whoever comes in here Saturday would have to throw their number four starter in game one. It'd be a big deal. It's the advantage of having the bye. So we shall see what plays out. But I call it an anticlimactic end, but now it's kind of the calm before the storm. This thing starts up Saturday. I cannot wait for the postseason. I do have some Phillies fever here. 215-592-9494. We will spend some time, extended time later in the show, of course, laughing at a team that did not make the playoffs. You notice, as I said, it's the Reds against the Dodgers. That means, Hugh, it's not the Mets against the Dodgers, who collapsed their way completely out of the playoffs. We have
that's terrible.
We're gonna have
absolutely hate to see that.
Yeah, it is great though. We're gonna have some fun at their expense coming up in just a little bit here. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we have some more information coming out about the AJ Brown stuff that we want to pass along, as he obviously was not thrilled yesterday with that tweet he put up. Dylan is up on WIP. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Dylan. What's up, man? Good afternoon.
I just wanted to say I was more impressed yesterday with the second half, because I know the first half went the way we wanted it to. We could win, then again, whoever's calling those plays the second half needs to stop it. So, I don't know. The Birds are 4-0. I can't be too mad. It's Red October. Let's go fighting.
Darn right. Let's do it. Go, Dylan. We appreciate the phone call. You notice what he said there?
So short to the point.
Well, he said whoever's calling those plays the second half needs to stop.
So that's my fault, too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you were calling the plays, but you have put...
I've put it in people's head that they're two different heads, tail of two halves.
Well, you
okay,
put in people's heads...
Okay, how else do you explain it?
I don't...
I know, you just lied and recklessly speculated.
What do you mean lie?
Now
I didn't
that
lie.
Seed has been planted.
There's a difference between a lie and recklessly speculating, which I admitted that I did.
Yeah.
Now, I put that out there as a disclaimer. Now, if you choose to keep going with that, then that's on you.
Well, hold on. But you were the one saying, you were doing game, set, match, checkmate.
Yes,
I'm right.
I mean, because you can't
so
convince me.
You were talking out of both sides of your mouth.
But I have nothing to back that up with, though.
Okay.
And I said that. But if you choose to believe me, then that's on you.
But here's the problem.
What?
You have now set it up for the rest of the season. I called this last week. That when the offense looks good, Jalen Hurts is calling the plays. Well, when it looks bad, it's Petula.
Well, that's kind of what it kind of looks like. Yeah, I didn't say it was I didn't say it was right.
It's not what it looks like.
But
it's not what
it
is. Kind
of looks like that way.
So when Petullo called the play in the second half where Jalen threw the ball 5 yards out of bounds, that was probably
a misfire.
A misfire. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Misfire.
It makes more sense, though.
Yeah, misfire. Mm-hmm. None of it makes sense, Joe.
It was hot.
Let's just be clear. Mm. None of it makes sense. But we try to rationalize it in our brains when it comes to the Eagles, because at the end of the day, whether or not we want to rationalize it the way you want to rationalize it, we are 4-0.
That's true.
We are 4-0.
Yeah.
So, and we need to be better. That's a fact.
That's the best thing you said all day. We're 4-0, but we also need to be better.
Yes.
I agree with that.
And we need to figure out if we can keep AJ from crashing out, and Smitty for that matter.
Well, speaking of, let me pull this up. Jeff McClain's article this morning in the Philadelphia Inquirer, a couple interesting nuggets in there that we previously did not know about, and now we do.
We got nuggets.
So we do have some nuggets here. Jeff McClain's obviously, one of the best reporters on the beat. He's got a couple nuggets for us. Ready for this? He's talking about the game, Jekyll and Hyde, the post game, all that. I'm going to read to you from the article. Quote, but at least Hurts spoke. Both of his top two wide receivers weren't available in the visitors' locker room at Raymond James Stadium. A.J. Brown declined an interview request while Devontae Smith was nowhere to be seen. Okay, so that's that.
He Donald ducked him. He Donald ducked him.
Okay. Then he's talking about the tweet that we've been referencing. If you are not
around the world.
Yep, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders and be on your way. That, of course, is from the gospel, Mark chapter 6, verse 11. I'm surprised Marple Mack hasn't been on that with us today, but that's where the wording comes from. So this is from the McClain article. Quote, it was unclear who Brown's message was directed at, if anyone at all. His earlier tweet, quote, I'll love y'all with all my heart, and a heart with a bandage emoji wasn't sent long after he shook a reporter's hand and said, I'm about to walk out of here. So
what'd you read? We read into that. Can we recklessly speculate?
I mean, why not?
AJ asked for a trade today.
Today?
AJ didn't went up in the office.
Today? They're 4-0.
Said, I'm tired of this here. I'm on out.
40 minutes ago, I said he's not going to be here next year, and you said, what? And now he's going to leave today?
Didn't I start out by saying I'm recklessly speculating?
Yeah.
Because we got new information. So that allows me to recklessly speculate.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to be. See, listen. When I say recklessly speculate, people, that's exactly what it is. You know, like if you choose to take it for the gospel, that's on you. But when you read that, what other reckless speculation is there?
This is a marriage on the rocks, is what I'm...
Okay,
yeah.
So he's asking for out today.
Well, maybe not. I think next year.
Oh, no, today. Why are you staying around for today? If you want to leave, you sent that tweet out last night, right?
He did, yeah.
You trying to leave today. You talking to somebody today. Whoever his agent is, he probably called his agent and said he trying to leave.
Are you going to go ask to be the mediator like you tried to do with the Sixers last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bob does a good job. I'm not calling for Bob's job. Yeah.
Plus, you're not a good mediator.
I am. I'm a great mediator.
I would use the word you're more of an escalator than a mediator.
I am a great mediator.
Not sure about that. Mike in Mount Airy is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey,
what's going on, man?
Couple things here. Everybody's acting like AJ called his quarterback the B word, man. He put out a tweet. He obviously is frustrated. Everybody knows he should be getting the ball. I'm sure the quarterback understands his frustration. Let's just let that rest, man. He didn't go out of his way to just embarrass his quarterback or anything like that.
So, Mike, why can't he let it rest? Like, why do every week I have to let it rest when he's the one causing the scene?
Wait a minute, Mike, what you think we do every day? What we doing?
I mean, he's not. I mean, it's a tweet. He didn't cuss him out or nothing.
We speculate. We recklessly speculate every day. What you want us to do if we recklessly speculate on a daily basis?
At least you're admitting it. But to me, it's not a big deal. Also, not a big deal is the fact that, listen, they were mollywopping Tampa Bay in the first half. Human nature, they take their foot off the gas. The second half, Tampa Bay starts to come back. They stiff arm them, tell them, hey, stay in your place. They get the ball back. They score their touchdown. They win the game. They've beaten four good teams, man. They're not like Tampa, who's beaten, you know, Carolina.
They've beat three good teams, Mike. The Cowboys are not a good football team.
They went toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers last night.
They got rocked by the Bears 2 weeks ago. Hold on a second. Time out. I don't care. Mike, Green Bay lost to the Browns. Stop. The Cowboys are not a good football team.
They went toe-to-toe with us?
Go ahead.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers.
They let Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards, and then Russell Wilson was benched a week later. Does anyone else see this?
Well, it's football.
They made Caleb Williams look good for the first time in the NFL. Caleb Williams not that good.
They're beating the cream of the league, man.
I don't agree. Now, I think this is an impressive stretch to go 4-0 because these teams are pretty good, and they had to start off with a new. Mike, I think there's something impressive about this because people like you thought they'd go 2-2 to start the season. So I do see your point that it's impressive they're 4-0. I agree with that. It's impressive to start off 4-0 with all the changes, new coordinator, six new starters on defense. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend they beat Murderers Row. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, who stink. They beat the Rams. That's their best win, is the Rams win. The Chiefs needed the first month just to get back to 2-2. They're not the old Chiefs, although Hugh probably shouldn't have buried them and said they're going to miss the playoffs.
Probably shouldn't have did that.
Probably shouldn't have done that. And are we sure the Buccaneers are a great football team? They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Now, the next month, I expect the Eagles to win all their games again.
They should be favored in all of them.
They should win. The Eagles should be 8-0. When we get to November, the Eagles should be 8-0. The next four games are the Denver Broncos, who have looked mediocre so far. They play tonight, but they're going to be on a short week traveling across the country. Then they play the New York Giants with Jackson Dart, a rookie quarterback. I think Vic Fangio should be able to handle that. Did anyone else watch Carson Wentz yesterday morning?
He melted.
Are we scared of the Vikings? No, not scared of the Vikings at all. And then they get to play Jackson Dart again. I fully expect the Eagles to be 8-0 when they get to Green Bay in the beginning of November. So, yeah, this is a good stretch, but they got to do it again now. And I do think it's impressive, the 4-0, but please don't come on here and tell me the Cowboys are good. I mean, come on. And you co-signing this.
Did you see that last night, man?
Maybe the Packers aren't that good.
I'm just
do you think the Cowboys are good?
It just bothered. All I know is, Joe, and this is a fact, they tied the Green Bay Packers.
And the absolute they tied.
Who does that say more about? Right now.
I'm just saying, Green Bay Packers just a week ago before they took that first L thought that they could go undefeated. Yeah, that's what they felt.
And they haven't won since. Those clowns haven't won a game since that tackle said that.
It's still early in the season, and there's a lot of corrections that need to be made. But the Eagles are 4-0. That's what I take from that.
Yes. Well, we agree on that. All right, let's go to Seth in media. Hey, Seth.
Seth.
What's going on, fellas?
Seth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. It's been a while since I called in. I call BS on this reckless speculation. You know why? Because the guy said he had to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here. What do you say when you're about to leave a room? About to get out of here. And you guys read into it because of who it is. You know what I mean? And that's part of the problem. Look, this team at 4-0 definitely has things that they need to fix. okay? And if he has, if AJ has issues with his coaches or something like that, that's going to happen. I mean, this time last year, do you remember 2-2? We were talking very much the same thing. We were trying to run some of the coaches out of town. AJ's not happy. This team, like earlier in the week, I heard people say about what a pleasure it is to have him in the locker room, what a great locker room guy he is. You know what I mean? What a great teammate he is and a leader. And then he says a few things. He puts a tweet out there. Maybe he's just baiting you guys to have a good time.
So, Seth, let me ask you a question. So who do you think's more at fault for us always talking about this, us or him? There's only one player that seems to make a scene all the time.
Yeah, he's having a good time with it, isn't he? And you guys are hook, line, and sinker on this.
This is absurd spin.
So
dude.
You got to get real. So this is a bit. You think he's just having fun with us?
I'm thinking somebody of his caliber, and it's always the players that are the most talented, right? They always got something to say, right? They're always putting it out there. So if he's airing some grievances, all right, let him air it. But I don't think it's so much so that he's leaving town today.
Seth, I don't think so either. But I don't think this is a marriage that's going to last much longer. Let me ask you one question about the bit that AJ has over all of us. So we played a cut last hour of Jason Avant, who played wide receiver in the NFL for a good amount of years. And he said when he watches the film, AJ's quitting on routes. Is that part of the bit?
Okay, let me reply with a question that goes back to last year, which I just brought up. Was he or was he not? Did everybody saying that he was quitting on routes last year?
I don't remember.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I recall that.
Wait, when was that being said? It could be said, but wait, it's different if it's said by a caller or even me. When it's said by Jason Avant, it holds different weight. He played the position.
Listen, I don't know so much that AJ is quitting on routes. Okay, because I've also seen him lay blocks out for people when he has to and get across the field when he has to. So I don't know that he's quitting on routes. This goes right into the other stuff with with whether or not Jalen Hurts is like, oh, he's not throwing the ball enough. You know, and then he throws the ball and then it's not, he's not reading the defense properly. I feel like people are kind of like looking for an angle on this that doesn't wholly exist. I'm not saying part of it is true.
Okay, Seth.
Take a time out here.
So Seth, let me ask you a question. Why all of a sudden today are we looking at for this angle? We haven't been looking for it all year long, but we're looking for it today. Why are we looking for this angle, Seth? We're gonna workshop this a little bit.
All right, let's do it. Let's unpack this. Okay,
so why are we looking for this angle? Let's start there.
He put it out there in the ethosphere.
Wait a minute, let me finish, Seth, because I let you out of floor. Now let me finish.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So when he puts it in the ethosphere, are we supposed to ignore that?
Let me ask you, what did he put in the ecosphere? What specifically?
Seth,
specifically?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Read it.
How is it ambiguous, Seth? Want me to read it to you and show me what ambiguity is. I was trying to be funny, but since you want to go there, this is what he put in the atmosphere. If you're not welcome, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. What does that mean to you when he puts that out there after a game that they just won?
Means he may
ambiguity.
Have been
How about that?
Talking to his coaches, and maybe his coaches weren't listening to what he had to say.
Okay, so
but they targeted him.
Okay,
they
so if you were to, so what, so he but he put it out there though, Seth. I'm not supposed to talk about that. He put it out there.
I'm not saying you're not supposed to talk about it. I'm saying I wouldn't go so far as to say that he's leaving before the end of the season. He wants out of this place. I mean, because in the same breath earlier this week, I hear about what a great locker room teammate guy he is, what a fantastic player he is.
I think it is fair to say it's probably not going to reach that tipping point yet.
I think you're hung up on the wrong thing.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Seth, I don't think this is going to blow up in the season either. Seth, appreciate it to the point where they're going to trade him. I said earlier, and I'll stand by it, I don't think he's on the team next year. Both sides are going to look at this and say, wait a second. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm paying $33 million of my cap per year for a guy that has 14 catches through four games. That math doesn't math. And if I'm him, and he has said this, Hugh, it's speaking back to after the Super Bowl, the Instagram post he had, where does he get his joy? dominating.
From dominating the game.
And
he's not doing that.
No. So I view this.
And he feels like he's being devalued.
I view this as one of those divorces, if it happens eventually. And every team and player move on. But I view it as if we get there after the season, it's going to be mutual. Like, hey, we might be better apart. That's where I'm at with this. Now, as far as what's going on today and tomorrow, I don't know. He didn't want to speak yesterday.
I don't.
Usually he's, when he doesn't speak on a Sunday, he will hold court on like a Wednesday. So we'll find out if he talks.
I will say this for you, for that to be that fresh on his mind, and I'm recklessly speculating, but I just feel that there's some to it, because you don't put that out there if you're not doubling down or going to do something about that. I think there has been a conversation. Now, whether or not we get wind of that conversation, I don't think that's going to be the case. But I think that he's probably called his agent. He's not happy about the situation that he's in. And they're probably trying to workshop this thing as we speak.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, listen, I don't know what's about to play out, but that's a lot to take in after a win. To have that put out there in the atmosphere and feel the way that you feel and just leave it like that. He's clearly upset. Clearly upset.
Well, of course he is. I mean, I think any receiver of that ilk would want to have more production.
Yeah.
Now,
definitely.
Again, none of us know exactly why the production's not there. I mean, who's to blame? Obviously, Kevin Petullo has become the punching bag around here, and everyone thinks he only calls the bad plays, which is an amazing place for Kevin Petullo to be
he's
4 weeks in.
Spot.
Well, I mean, I guess you missed it. Kyle tried to tell you last week he's a winning coordinator. He's 4-0. All he does is win, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's winning, but, you know, the reckless speculation.
Yeah, but all he does is win. Shouldn't we give him the benefit of the doubt?
I've never once called for his job. I just said
he's
that
been
he
here
wasn't,
4 weeks.
I didn't call for his job, but people have called for his job.
No, but you say
that's
like,
so big of you to have not called for his job in four weeks.
Okay, you took a stand.
And I'm not going to call for his job all season long. That's not how I get down. But other people, all I'm saying is other people are calling for his job. Then you got Seth coming in. Tomorrow, it's nothing to see here. Seriously, Seth?
Seth said that?
He kind of said that. He kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, AJ, we read too much into what AJ's saying. No, not Seth Joyner, the Seth that just called.
Oh, Seth from media.
Yeah, Seth that just called.
Oh.
Not Seth.
But you first named him, like Seth. Like,
well,
I think Seth Joyner.
Seth said he was, because basically Seth said, I ain't nothing to see here.
Well, he thinks it's
BS on the.
He did. Yeah. He basically called BS.
He thinks it's a bit. AJ's just running a
Which
big
is,
bit.
I mean,
I don't even think AJ like us like that.
Do you remember when he called into Jack?
Yes,
and
I
Nike?
Do.
Yeah,
that's a crazier spin than anything Hugh's had in a long time.
I don't spin.
I speak my truth.
Sometimes
I live my truth on a daily basis. Yeah.
You spin so much, the ground is shaking underneath.
I don't spin. Yeah. I did recklessly speculate. He might ask for a trade today. I'm going to call my people and see if I can find out.
Well, last time you did this, Sirianni had an answer for it, and Pro Football Talk had a post.
Let me call my people.
I got to tell you, man, if you get Sirianni to answer a question about AJ requesting a trade and Pro Football Talk writes about it, that's two for two Mondays in a row.
I'll tell you what.
You may get called into the Eagles office.
They probably called me and be like, listen, Hugh, give us back that jacket. Don't even worry about what all the stupidity that you do on the air every day. Just stay your ass over there.
I think you might be right. If Florio writes about AJ Brown potentially requesting a trade this week, Hugh Douglas might have to give back his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Would it surprise you, though, if rumors came out this week that he did request a trade? Would that surprise you? Because let me tell you, here's the thing with AJ. He's very passive aggressive. And he likes to show you that he's upset. I would not be surprised if there's a rumor out there that that's happened. And he kind of walks it back.
And that rumor started on the Midday Show with
Hugh
Douglas.
Right here.
All right. Your phone call's coming
2 weeks
up.
In a row.
Yeah, I know.
Drama. Say the drama for your mom.
You're becoming a serious problem
I know.
For the Eagles.
This guy's unbelievable. All right. More reaction to the game to A.J. Brown. What hit you the most from the game yesterday? Was it the great first half or the not-so-great second half that required some big plays to save the day? Plus, we'll react to all the other action of yesterday, all the news, and the best storylines from another week in the NFL. That's next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. It is Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.